This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're here every Friday with this here learning show that we do. Trying to help America.
That's absolutely right.
Help America. That's our goal. Be a more smarter, more awesomer, more betterer group of folks. And if you've tuned in to join us today learning here, then you're part of that mission.
This is the very first day of June, and unfortunately for most of you, this is summer school. But this isn't your...
For most of you?
Yeah, this is not your ordinary summer school, folks.
Do you ever have to go to summer school?
No,
had to?
Thankfully, I didn't.
You mean you passed everything enough to...
Right. I was actually
pretty
maybe,
good student.
Maybe surprisingly a good student. Yeah.
It is surprising, but anyway.
But now I had friends that did.
Yeah. Did you have to go to summer school, Jim?
I did not.
Did you, Tim?
By the hair of my chinny chin chin.
I did for algebra in my 10th grade year of high school. I had to go to summer school.
While all the friends were playing ball, you were
That's
there.
That's hard. That is hard when you're looking out the window.
Sure.
It's summertime. You know, are your friends driving by, riding their bikes and everything? You're in a math class. But anyway, hey, it's the price you pay.
That's right.
Thankfully, you never think about it.
I didn't really understand the price, why I was paying the price, because who needed this to know what A...
I'm going to stop right here.
There are people who have built bridges across this country who's...
Yes, they have.
Who need this kind of mathematics, and I'm not going to...
disparage them.
No, I'm not. All right, Jim,
yes,
we need to... Where are we here?
I think we should reset our questions.
Okay, Jim.
For this half hour.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. And I'm deeply disturbed that no one has guessed this. When was the first official National Donut Day?
Jim, what did Brother Tim tell you?
That nobody's going to get that.
All right.
I'm just paying attention.
All right.
And then I made it worse because I said who was responsible for the start of National Donut Day.
Yeah, you did.
And here's one that I would really hope that would help us as we build this great nation.
Oh, no.
Who was the first U.S. president that was born a citizen of the United States? See, you were really scared there for a moment, weren't you?
Yeah. So he was born a citizen. The first one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if this will give folks a hint, he was born at a very early age.
Right.
I think we really need to give him a little bit of a hint there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's what I've got. Who was the first boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship 3 times? Second question, in what year did U.S. telephone companies start using area codes? Was it A, 1937, B, 1947, or C, 1957? And then I'll add one. How many red stripes are there on an American flag?
I was this close to asking that question.
How many red stripes are there on an American flag?
All right, here are my questions. Until you are 35 years old, it grows, and then it begins to shrink. We as humans, all of this male, female. What is it? What part of your body grows to your 35 and then... After that, it starts going the other way. Okay, number two. Trypanophobia.
Congratulations.
Hey, I'm proud of myself right there, actually, for being able to spit that out in one try. Trypanophobia? What is it? You're a trypanophobist. You got a problem with that? You know, you go to see the doctor,
right.
The psychologist. Or, you know, you go to a family reunion and somebody says, hey, is Uncle Bill still a trypanophobia? Then what are they asking about? That's what I want to know the answer to. And I shall add another question since we've got so much, half an hour left here. Space between your nose is called, or I should say more specifically, the space between your nostrils is called a what? There's a name for it.
Okay, do me a favor. Never drive drowsy again in your life. Because the hospital, is, you know, it's affected you quite.
Yeah, I have a theme for my questions, Jim, but at least I didn't ask who founded Donut Day, right? Okay.
That's true. You did not.
Yeah. Huh? Duly noted?
On that.
On that note, there's a space between your nostrils, and it's called a what? What is the answer to that question? Let's go back to the phone.
That is a good question.
Yeah. Trying to recover, are you, Jim?
I am
trying to recover.
Trying to do all I can. Yeah. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Michael, you're going to need to turn your radio all the way down there, buddy, and talk to us directly. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my question's pretty simple. Arlington Cemetery, before it was a cemetery, what was it?
Robert E. Lee's Plantation.
It was Robert E. Lee's Plantation. And do you know why it became Arlington Cemetery?
Because Robert E. Lee became the general for the Confederacy.
No, no, that's incorrect. You're paying your price right now, Jim, for making fun of me a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Because the answer is, you are correct, sir, on your, I'm talking to Jim now, that your history there.
Right.
Robert E. Lee, good.
But what happened was the Union forces, Robert E. Lee fled.
Right.
He left. He left Arlington, which to go and be the commander of the Confederate forces. Thus, you know, he left Arlington. So that was seized by the Union forces.
Yes, sir.
And they began to use it as a cemetery. And so it became a cemetery for the Union forces. So they, you know, for all practical purposes, when it was time to, you know, go back home, there was no home to go to.
There was no home to go to. It is, I tell you, though, it's a beautiful place. And
oh, yeah.
When I
you
want to
go
see it sometime.
And when you're there for the changing of the guard, it's just an incredible moment. And so in that, Michael, that's a great question, and we appreciate that, especially with this past weekend having been Memorial Day.
Michael, what about the answer?
Well, the answer is correct. You got part of the answer correct. But the reason it became a cemetery was, I can't remember the general's name, there was a Union general, and they were looking for space to bury more of the dead from the war. And there was a Union general, and he was really bitter because he had a son died in one of the battles at the Civil War. So he said, well, we will pick this to be the new cemetery to bury our dead. And that way, whenever the war ends, Robert E. Lee will never be able to return home.
Okay.
And he buried his son, this general. I can't remember his name. He's a Union general. He buried his son that was killed in the war in Mrs. Lee's Rose Garden.
Yeah. You're correct.
He was very bitter, and that's why they did that. He was chose to pick the new place for a new cemetery, and he chose that because he knew that way when the war ended, he was so bitter, Robert E. Lee would never be able to go home.
You got it. That's
thanks,
the history.
Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks,
brother.
Michael. Now, Tim, you do spiritual heritage tours. How can people find out about that?
Yeah, and we go to Arlington Cemetery every time as part of the tour. Just go to spiritualheritagetours.com.
They fill up fast, don't
they?
Yeah,
they're
full. You started having to add two because they're so popular and they filled up. I want to do that one day.
Go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com, and you can find out all the information about those tours that we lead of Washington, D.C., Mount Vernon, Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Jim, and J.J., back to the phones. Jim?
Paul calling from Louisiana. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank y'all, gentlemen.
Thank you, Paul. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I wanted to do both. Seems like everybody sneaks in and gets my answers before I can get in.
I hate when that happens. Yeah. That's the case for a lot of folks, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to try to do the boxer question, the first boxer to win.
Here's the question, Paul. Okay. Who was the first boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship three times?
And that could be a different variety of eras, but I'm going to go with Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
All right.
He floated like a butterfly and stung like a flea and won that World Heavyweight Championship.
Like a bee.
Like a bee, too. Yeah.
Yeah, a flea and a bee.
Yeah, a flea stings.
Hey, let me ask a question that is always come up in my mind when these championships for boxers are mentioned. You're saying he's a three-time world champion, true?
Yeah, he was the first boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship three times.
Okay. Do you have to lose it to regain it?
It's probably defending your title. I'm going to guess that's what it is. You win it, and then the next time somebody challenges you and you retain it, that's two, and you do it like that.
Okay. But I think he did lose one and win it back.
Yeah, but my point is, it's no great achievement to lose and then regain and count it as a notch in your belt if you never would have lost it in the first place. You understand what I'm saying?
You're saying defending and retaining would have been more important than losing.
Yeah, I don't know what that
means.
When you say three-time world champion,
right?
What if you're one-time world champion because you never lost?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's true.
That's a good question. But Paul, I'm going to guess every time you defended it, you're fighting for the world championship again, and you can win or lose.
Okay. Right. Paul, do you know the answer to my question? Paul?
Sir?
Do you know the answer to my question?
I didn't quite catch all of it.
All right. Well, never mind. Doesn't matter.
Hey, Paul, what's your question for us?
Well, I decided to go ahead and give y'all a boxing question since I answered one. What boxer held three separate simultaneously held three belts simultaneously?
Is this in the last 50 years?
Yes.
Wasn't that Sugar Ray Leonard?
I'm going to say Sugar Ray Leonard. I'm going to go Jim.
Sugar Ray Leonard would have maybe been lightweight and welterweight. Maybe there's another division between that and heavyweight. I'm not sure, but I'm going to go with you guys. Go ahead. We say Sugar Ray Leonard.
It's incorrect.
Okay, what's the answer?
Mike Tyson.
What did he hold at the same time?
He held three titles, the championship title, the world heavyweight title, and the middleweight championship title.
Wow. He was, when he wasn't biting people's ear off, he was some kind of athlete. So.
All right, Paul, thank you for calling today, and you have a great weekend.
But if you hadn't had a Snickers bar, you're not yourself.
Right.
Yeah, you go a little cray-cray, even if you're in the ring.
You can be Betty White, you know.
One minute.
Mike Tyson.
Or Martha Stewart waiting to be pardoned.
And I'm going to say, for me, Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray, two best boxers in my book.
Right.
I know you got a lot of good ones, especially some of these that are boxing right now. But, boy, those guys were fun to watch.
That was the heyday of boxing back then.
George Foreman, plus, think about it. If George Foreman hadn't been such a great boxer, we'd have never bought his grill.
Mm.
You know.
Would a boxer wear a WWJD bracelet?
During the fight, probably not.
I've always wondered if you had a Christian boxer.
Yeah,
would you
turning your other cheek. You're going to lose a lot of points.
That's what I'm asking you. All right, something to think on. This weekend. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's ask our questions for the last time this program.
All right, I'm only going to ask one, so I won't be ridiculed.
No, I'm not ridiculing you, Jim.
But
I'm just trying to help you. We learn, we grow. Next time we're better.
That's
improved.
Right.
So go ahead.
When was the first official National Donut Day? Mm-hmm.
How long has that question been around?
Oh, an hour and a half.
Okay.
And who was responsible for the start of National Donut Day?
Yeah.
Only an hour.
Follow up.
That's right. And then, who was the first U.S. president that was born a citizen of the United States? In my defense, my other questions were good. So.
Yeah,
Mr. Jasper, would you help me, please?
Here's what I've got.
Did you just Google donut trivia
Today is National Donut Day. It's an important day in American history.
Right.
Here's what I've got.
Duly noted, Jim.
In what year did the U.S. telephone companies start using area codes? Before that, your great-grandparents said one ringy-dingy. Two ringy-dings on that wooden wall-mounted phone there.
You know, you really did have your own rings.
Right, a short ring or
short
a long
ring. That's right.
I heard my grandmother explaining that. But what year?
Who remembers party lines?
I do.
I do.
Now, yeah. I'm 55. Jim, you're?
57.
You're?
60.
So we're in that range. But we're probably about the last of the ones who would remember being at grandma's house with the
Party line.
With the party line.
Oh, I can do you guys one better than that. We were very, very poor growing up, and we didn't have a phone until
In
my home until I was about 10 years old. And so we would go next door if we needed to make an emergency call.
Right.
And people would call us and our neighbors like once or twice a year.
How they like that?
You know, people were more neighborly back in the day.
Back then, that's right.
But
so it's kinda like
so it didn't even have a phone. And then, of course, we had a party line, the first phone we got.
So it's kind of like owning a pickup truck. You're everybody's friend, right?
Exactly.
So if somebody's got a phone, you don't want to pay for yours, you just
borrow the neighbor's.
You just boom into somebody else next door.
I laughed out loud when I saw this bumper sticker. It said, yes, this is my pickup truck. No, I won't help you move. Oh, so here back to my question. What year did U.S. telephone companies start using area codes? Was it 1937, 47, or 57? My other question, how many red stripes are there on an American flag?
My questions, I've got three left. Until you're 35 years old, we as humans, this part of our body is growing.
How long has that question been around?
Posted, Jim, that is a good smart aleck
observation.
I have to give it up to you.
This could be my last Trivia Friday.
You just go ahead and your opportunity to slap back at me, and you took it. I don't blame you. Well, Monday, I'll probably forget.
That's right.
Over the weekend.
I hope so.
until we're 35 years old, donuts. until we're 35 years old, then it begins to shrink. So what part of our body, all of us as human beings, this grows 35, we peak, and then it goes the other way. What part of our body? Number two, you go to a family reunion this summer, and somebody says, is Uncle Joe still a trypanophobia? What does he have a fear of?
Big words.
Not a fear of banana pudding, okay? It's a fear of something else if you are a trypanophobiac.
My Uncle Homer had trypanophobia.
Did he really?
And, he wasn't able to get any help because instead of going to the therapist, he went to the veterinarian. And that fella meant well, but he really didn't offer him anything to help get him off that trypanophobia.
You have one more, I think.
I do. It's... the space between your nostrils is called a what? Haven't we always wondered that, all of us?
I have, in fact.
Yeah.
My beard's tickling mine right now.
There's a space between our nostrils, and it's called a what? It has a name. So what is the correct answer to that question? All right, we're going to zero in on the last 7 minutes of this here show.
All right, Grant calling from Illinois. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How you doing, Grant?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you calling from in the land of Lincoln?
Carbondale.
Carbondale? Good. Wonderful. We have a lot of Lake.
Real close listeners. To Metropolis, the home of Superman.
In southern Illinois. Go ahead, Grant. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I'll do the one about the space between your nostrils.
Okay. Jim, did you hear that?
I did hear that. Yes, sir.
All righty then.
I heard that.
All right. So evidently, mine's not completely unattainable. the question I have here, the space between your nostrils is called a what, Grant?
It's called a septum.
A septum?
A septum.
I have a columella. Is that the same thing?
All right. Now, columella. You may be misunderstanding because you're talking about the part right above the lip. And what he's talking about is the actual cartilage, because that's when you get a broken nose.
Yes.
That's what breaks.
When you have a deviated septum, that's the divider inside your nose and the little bitty part down at the bottom. So it's kind of, he should get credit for that.
He gets partial credit.
Do we need to go behind the curtain and review the play? what do we need to do here? The space between your nostrils is called a what? The answer I have is a columella. C-O-L-U-M-E-L-L-A. Is that incorrect?
No, they're both.
Look it up, Brent.
Here we go.
And tell me I'm right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Anyway,
and tell him. Just tell him he's wrong.
That was a. So your answer was what?
The septum.
The septum.
Septum is a divider between your nostrils.
Well, that was also a royal stick used back in the Old Testament.
It was a scepter.
Yeah, that was like a gold and silver kind of versions.
If you had deviated scepter,
you
really
were in trouble.
Right, that can hurt too. I'm gonna tell you that. I've had one. All right, what's
Here
the answer,
we go, Brent?
Brent, you did your homework. Yeah, what's the answer?
Let's see if you're working, Monday, buddy.
Yeah. Well, first, can you spell it one more time for me?
COLUMELLA. You know, like
I see
like,
two definitions,
like Camilla DeVille,
and both of them are pulling up the same thing.
What
and it says the bony and partly cartilage rod connecting the membrane with the internal ear in birds and in many reptiles and amphibians.
Yeah, but we don't care about that.
That's
I'm talking about your nostril area, Brent. You're just rambling.
Yeah, you're not helping here, Brent.
All right, we'll find out the answer. Brent, I appreciate you. I'm making fun of Brent. He's doing some crack research for us here. He's not on crack. He's doing some crack research for us. All right.
And for what it's worth, he was only given $50,000 government grant to do that.
Right.
So
and given 30 seconds to look it
that's
up.
That's right.
So I don't know, but that's the answer I have, and I cannot verify this because I got this.
No, that is right. You are both right, but you got two different parts of the
that's
nose.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
All right. So. Grant, did you have a question for us?
Yes, I did.
Is it going to have multiple answers?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
I'm not going to get it right anyway, but go ahead.
Yeah, so my question is, there's a name for a window above a door. What's it? What's the name?
Transom.
I'm going to go with Mr. Jasper.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, yep. Transom.
Yep, that's it.
Hey, this is Grant's boss, guys. You're right.
I'm right
that
about what?
Right. That was my question.
The transom?
Yep.
Hey, way to go, guys.
I just want you to know Grant and Grant's boss.
Yeah.
We're glad you guys listened to American Family Radio.
Carbondale area, I think.
Yeah.
Carbondale. All right, guys.
We're glad for you guys.
Hey, thank you for listening. You guys have a great weekend.
Bless you. Hey, do we ever have our mystery question answered?
We have not.
Okay. We got time for one more. Let's
Kenny in Oklahoma.
Barely. One more.
All right, Kenny.
Bring
you're on.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well.
We're blessed, Kenny.
We're on the clock here. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Hey, I'm going to do both, and I'll be quick about it.
All right.
I was going to zero in on the baseball question, but since that's answered, I'll step up my game and go with the first president born a U.S. citizen.
Okay, sir. Who was the first president born a U.S. citizen?
I'm going to go with Martin Van Buren.
You are absolutely right. That's a good answer.
Martin Van Buren. Okay.
Wow. That's impressive.
And what's your question for us, sir?
Well, I'll go back to baseball. Baseball Hall of Famer Johnny Bench, who grew up in Bingo, Oklahoma, could hold several baseballs in one hand.
Five,
how many baseballs could he hold?
Five or seven. I think it's five. What's the answer?
It's going to be seven.
Seven.
Seven. Seven.
Yeah,
seven. All right.
Hey, I hate to rush. I got to answer these questions.
Yeah.
Johnny Bench from Oklahoma, seven baseballs. Trypanophobia is the fear of what? The fear of shots.
Fear of shots.
Yeah, what do you have?
First National Donut Day was in the first Friday of June in 1938.
Mm-hmm.
Who was responsible for the start of National Donut Day? The Salvation Army in the Chicago area.
Area codes 1947, seven stripes on American flags.